Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
We're talking about trends in today's program. And, of course, lots of you are very hip young people, and you want to look hip out there when you're cruising around, strolling around, night markets or shopping districts in the big cities and stuff like that. So one way to do that is to know all about your streetwear, which is modern fashion in an urban setting. And to me, I guess it involves all sorts of things. The kind of sneakers you wear, the jeans, the t-shirts. The cap you wear, and maybe some of the jewelry that goes along with it.
Definitely more casual attire, but not necessarily cheap. Some of this stuff's really expensive.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is very casual stuff that you would not wear to a job interview.
No.
But still, some of this stuff can be as expensive as an Italian custom-made suit. So, indeed, that's what we're going to be talking about today. We are funky fresh in streetwear, modern and stylish in a unique way, wearing this streetwear. I guess that's clothing you wear when you're out and about in a city. So, let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of today's lesson and find out what this is all about. In the world of modern fashion, streetwear reigns supreme. Just think of the long lines of people waiting for hours to purchase Air Jordan sneakers or a limited edition jacket from the Louis Vuitton Supreme collaboration. Even if you're not a streetwear devotee, you've surely heard of essential brands like Stussy, Champion, Supreme, or Off-White. What exactly is streetwear, though? Streetwear refers to a casual but edgy style that springs from urban areas. It includes comfortable attire such as jeans, baseball caps, and t-shirts. Despite its popularity, the term streetwear is somewhat difficult to define because it's constantly evolving. The story of streetwear originated in Los Angeles, U.S. during the late 1970s. It was heavily influenced by skateboarding, surfing, and Californian beach culture. One of its early pioneers was Sean Stussy, a Californian surfboard designer. To make some extra cash, Stussy printed t-shirts with his unique surfboard logos. Initially, Stussy sold the t-shirts out of his car's trunk until the demand became so high that he decided to sell them at boutique shops. Brands like Ocean Pacific, Gotcha, and Hobie also jumped on the trend, and streetwear became a nationwide craze. Over time, streetwear continued to evolve and absorbed elements from punk rock, hip-hop, heavy metal, and Japanese culture. Today, some critics claim that consumerism and scarcity marketing are ruining streetwear as they attract people who just want to be trendy. However, at the heart of streetwear, most brands simply want to share their way of life with consumers. Every time you wear their clothes, you help communicate these lifestyles with the rest of the world.
Okay, guys, we're going to be talking about some funky fresh in streetwear. Funky usually means kind of cool, right? Fresh, you usually associate with maybe produce, like fresh produce, like vegetables and fruit. But here, we're talking about streetwear. What's cool to wear out on the streets? You could also call it urban clothing, you know, something that's cool. You would think if you were to see some of these outfits, baseball caps, t-shirts, that it would be pretty inexpensive, but it's not. I mean, we're talking about some pretty expensive brands here. So let's get started. In the world of modern fashion, streetwear reigns supreme. Reign here, you have to look at the word. It sounds like shayu, but it's not. It's R-E-I-G-N. To reign means to control kind of a country. If you're a king, you reign. A queen reigns. So if you reign supreme, it means you are the most popular. You could say. So streetwear reigns supreme. It's really popular right now. And if you go online, like we just did on YouTube, there are a lot of guys who are selling these products online. Some of them are expensive. There was a coat that we just saw for $4,000 that was made out of denim.Which is what jeans are made out of. So you can spend a lot of money. Hopefully you guys get some good deals if you're buying this stuff.
I wear polyester shirts and stuff like that that I buy at Target or Walmart when I'm back in the States. And I wear it for years and years, and it works fine for me. But
you're,
I guess...
You're not a fashion guy, though,
Tom. Yeah, nowadays you have to make a fashion statement. And if you don't make a fashion statement, you're not going to have any friends. And your Facebook friend count is going to be really low. And nobody's going to like your posts. And you're going to miss out.And you're going to be depressed and have to take antidepressant pills for the rest of your life and stuff like that.
So, Tom, how would you describe the word fashion?
Fashion.
What does fashion mean
to you? Do I know
what
fashion is? I don't really have a fashion sense myself.
Yeah, Tom's not really fashionable. If someone wears a lot of fashion, we say they're fashionable or they're in style. You could use that as well. If they're wearing stuff that's not fashionable, you would say, yeah, his clothes are out of style.Tom doesn't really care about that stuff. I do a little bit more, unless the fashion is silly, like those rubber shoes. What are those called?
Galoshes?
No, rubber shoes, not boots. They look like, oh, I just hate them. Be shoes.
Crocs? Are you thinking of
Crocs? Crocs. I hate Crocs. Forgive me if you love Crocs.
Okay.
They're not for me. But if you like fashion, you need to know what's going on. Fashion changes every season. It changes very quickly. I do check into the fashion shows in Paris.Because they're fun. But right now, you should know that streetwear is very popular. That's why we're saying it reigns supreme. So just think of the long lines of people waiting for hours to purchase things like Air Jordan sneakers. Those are really expensive. And sometimes kids in poor areas actually steal those shoes. So you got to be careful.
No.
Yeah, Air Jordan sneakers, they, of course, are for Michael Jordan, who was a great basketball player. Or they're limited edition clothes. Here we're talking about a jacket. Limited edition means they don't make very many of them. So, of course, their value goes up because they're limited. I mean, if you have the money to buy Louis Vuitton, you have a lot of money. LV is how we refer to it here in Taiwan. But if you want to know the real pronunciation, it's not Louis Vuitton. It's Louis Vuitton, French. And they've got a Supreme collaboration.Which we just saw on YouTube. It's very popular.
I wish they'd change that. Louis Vuitton is kind of hard to pronounce, so I'm going to formally request that this company change their name to the Doug Johnson Company.
Yeah,
that would be much easier for me to pronounce since I'm American. And that's really cool if you can spend thousands of dollars with that brand name on there. But in any case, that's an example here. And even if you're not a streetwear devotee, you've surely heard of
devotee.
Yeah. I've looked that word up.
They're both correct, guys, because it's a French word. Devotee is French. It just means you're devoted to something. You could put whatever you're devoted to in front of that. Maybe you're a gourmet eater, so you're a foodie, devotee. You love really expensive gourmet food. So even if you're not a streetwear fan...Substitute fan for that word.
Okay.
You've surely heard of essential brands like Stussy, Champion, Supreme, or Off-White. What exactly is streetwear, though, Tom?
That's a good question. I've heard of some of these brands here, but we'll get to it here.
I own Champion. It doesn't have to be expensive. It's exercise clothes for me.
That's weird. Yeah, when they said Champion is like one of these brands,
Champion's pretty cheap.
I bought some sleeveless t-shirts at Target for like... $6, $7 or something like that. So how is Champion a trendy brand? I don't get it. But in any case here, let's try to define what streetwear is. Streetwear refers to a casual but edgy style that springs from urban areas. So it refers to this. That means it talks about this. It is referencing...This edgy style, but it's casual, okay? Casual means you're out with your friends, having fun. You're not at a business meeting or something like that.
Casual is the opposite of formal.
There you
go. So if you see casual wear, formal wear, you should know the difference. So casual wear, be careful. Some of the jobs out there require more formal attire. Attire is another word for clothing. Maybe you have to wear a tie to work or a suit jacket. If you don't like ties, you need to find a job where they don't require formal wear, formal attire. Our job's pretty casual. You don't see us. Tom is a little more casual than I am, I think, right?
Well, yeah, I dress for the conditions. If it's hot outside, I wear shorts and a sleeveless shirt or something like that.
I kind of dress up a little more.
I don't really care what I look like. I'm not so into that. I guess I'm not young anymore. That's for you young people.
Did you care when
you
were young? Did you try to
dress? No, not at all. I've never been into this stuff.
Oh, I'm into fashion.
Okay. Understood this at all. I think people should be judged on the content of their character, as Martin Luther King said many years ago. Mm. But in any case here, yes, it's a casual but edgy style. So, yes, it's casual. Yes, T-shirts, jeans, but it's kind of risky. You know, I guess they try some different things with this stuff. That's what edgy here means. And it springs or it comes from urban areas. So, yeah, think of a Tokyo or L.A. or London or places like that. And that's where these things kind of come from.
If you refer to something, guys, it just means you mention it, point to it. Streetwear refers to or is defined as being a casual but edgy style. If you're edgy, you do take some risks. Maybe you're wearing something that a lot of people wouldn't try because it's a little crazy. Or maybe you dye your hair purple or pink because you're a little bit more edgy. You do things that are out of the norm. They're a little different, edgy. Edgy also refers to a little bit, as Tom said, risky or dangerous. So edgy style. And it does come from or springs from, that's another way to say comes from, urban areas. Urban areas are inner city areas, you could say. Suburban is outside the city where there are a lot of homes. Taiwan's a little different. I think Taiwan is closer to like New York City where people and apartments are combined with stores in the same area. But in America, a lot of the places that we are familiar with, besides New York, they keep the businesses and the homes separate. If you live downtown, you're usually in an apartment. It's urban. So it includes comfortable attire or clothing, such as jeans, baseball caps, and T-shirts. Sounds pretty cheap to me, but the thing is we've got very expensive brands making streetwear these days. So we've, despite its popularity, it says, even though it's very popular, the term streetwear is somewhat difficult to define. If you define something, you actually give something its meaning. So how are you going to define streetwear? Well, it's hard to define it because it keeps changing. Because it's so fashionable, it's different every season.
Right. The definition for streetwear 5 years ago is probably different to the definition that we have nowadays. Mm-hmm. And we'll continue talking about streetwear and the definition of streetwear in just a couple of seconds. Let's take a break now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们常常听到年轻人讲到的衣服什么潮牌，在英文里面其实你就可以说 streetwear。而今天要谈论的主题就跟潮牌有关。在文章的一刚开始提到了年轻人会为了潮牌去排队，然后花大钱，然后呢就进到我们今天的第一个空格。当你没有头绪的时候呢，同学不妨思考文章的脉络，在第一段的最后一句常常有可能就是下一段的一个开头。所以我们来看一下第二段的第一个句子，提到 streetwear refers to a casual but edgy style that springs from urban areas. 这里提到的所谓的潮牌啊，指的就是发源于都市地区，它是一种休闲但是却很前卫的风格。为什么会谈到潮牌呢？那就因为前面第一段的最后一句在说到底什么叫做潮牌呢？所以第一题的空格我们可以选择一选项。Sentence E 提到 What exactly is streetwear though? 但是到底什么是潮牌呢？所以这样子的第一段最后一句就引进下一段了。所以第一题搭配文意以及文章脉络的发展，我们的标准答案就选择 E 选项。而第二个空格延续前面提到潮牌是一种源自于都市地区，非常的 casual 但是又非常的 edgy， 也就是前卫的风格。第二题我们答案可以选择的是 B 选项。 Sentence B 提到It includes comfortable attire such as jeans, baseball caps, and t-shirts. 要注意的是这里的 it 当然指的就是前一句的主词 streetwear。 既然问你什么叫做潮牌，除了风格之外，第二题呢就继续说明它包括的是一些很舒服的服装，像是牛仔裤、棒球帽跟 T-shirt。 所以搭配文意，第二题的标准答案我们就选择 B 选项。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. Again, we're talking about streetwear. Again, it refers to casual, but edgy clothes that come from urban areas, and they include things like jeans, baseball caps, T-shirts, stuff like that. And despite its popularity, the term streetwear, of course, is difficult to define because it's changing, it's evolving. Now, the story of streetwear originated in Los Angeles, U.S. during the late 1970s. So that's where it kind of came from. The story of streetwear originated, or it came from, it has its roots in L.A., Los Angeles, California in the USA, and that was during the late 1970s. My goodness, Jimmy Carter was president then.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
Really long time ago, long before cell phones and even beepers. But it was heavily influenced by skateboarding, surfing, and Californian beach culture. So, yes, California seems to be a trendsetter, at least it used to be in the past. It still is, but other places are setting trends as well. But still, California set a lot of trends in skateboarding. People were doing skateboarding in vertical ramps and stuff like that, in swimming pools and things like that. They were doing surfing. They're surfing USA. And, of course, the beach culture in California there influenced this type of clothing. And one of its early pioneers was a fella by the name of Sean Stussy. He was a Californian surfboard designer. Of course, surfing is quite popular in Taiwan now. I've noticed on the north coast there are numerous places to go surfing. And Taichung, of course, is a popular place for surfing. But if you want to go surfing, you know, bolang in Chinese, you got to have a surfboard. And surfboards are designed out of fiberglass, maybe balsa wood or whatever. And, of course, you got to design the general shape of the board, but you also put different kinds of patterns on it as well. Same for skateboards as well. There are all sorts of different patterns and logos that you can put on these things, and you can pay top dollar for that stuff.
Well, this guy was pretty smart. A lot of these surfers don't really work much. They just surf all day. But he was an entrepreneur, so he started designing surfboards, and to make some extra cash, which we all need, Stussy printed T-shirts with his unique surfboard logos. So if you have a company, typically you have a logo that's designed that make people aware of your company. When they see that logo, that picture, whatever it is, they always think of your company. So he initially, at first, you could say at first, Stussy sold the T-shirts out of his car's trunk until the demand became so high that he decided to actually sell them at boutique shops. So initially, we often use this to talk about what happened at the beginning of something. So at first is a very good substitute for initially, so use either one of those. Initially, when I came to Taiwan, I really didn't enjoy a lot of the food, but then I got used to everything and I love Taiwanese food and I eat too much of it. So initially, he had to sell his T-shirts out of his car's trunk until too many people wanted it or wanted them. So we call that demand. If you have a lot of people wanting a product, that's the demand. So he started to sell his T-shirts at boutique shops. Boutique shops are very small shops that usually specialize in a couple of brands. They're not a big department store. There are a lot of boutique shops in New York City on Madison Avenue, for example. But that's where he really started to do well once his shirts got into stores.
T-shirts with that logo, I never knew that was Stussy until today.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it looks kind of like graffiti and it's got like two dots or something in there. I had no idea that was Stussy. Now I know. You learn something new every day. And brands like Ocean Pacific, Gotcha, and Hobie also jumped on the trend and streetwear became a nationwide craze. I don't know those brands either. I'll look them up after the show. They probably got very clever logos.
Oh, you know Ocean Pacific. They make a lot of swim trunks, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They're the long shorts that surfers like to wear.
Well, I only know Speedo, but in any case, these are other brands of streetwear that young people probably know all about, but me, I'm over 30 now, and I'm not quite sure of this stuff, but over time, streetwear continued to evolve and absorbed elements from punk rock, hip-hop, heavy metal, and Japanese culture.
Cool.
So, yes, it continues to change or evolve over time, and they borrow elements or they absorb them. They kind of suck them in. They use them. That's what absorb means, like a sponge absorbs water after you've spilled it on the floor. And these elements include punk rock, you know, various bands like Crass and The Clash and the Sex Pistols and stuff like that. Also, we've got hip-hop, of course, which is, rap music, hip-hop, and stuff like that. Heavy metal, you know, Jong Jinshu, you know. The
hard rock.
Heavy distortion there, Metallica and bands like that. And also Japanese culture. Japanese culture, of course, is always coming up with new ideas. We just love stuff from Japan. And as Michael J. Fox said in the movies there in Back to the Future, all the best stuff comes from Japan.
Now, today, some critics claim that consumerism and scarcity marketing are ruining streetwear. They're ruining it. If you're a critic, we have two different kinds of critics. One critic could just be a person who doesn't like something, and he or she usually has some negative opinion of something, right? That's what we're talking about here. But we also have movie critics, restaurant critics, book critics, or literary critics. They're people who know a lot about that industry, and they judge whether something is good or bad, and then they tell us. But here, these are just people who have negative opinions about this. Consumerism has to do with consumers, people who buy products. We're all consumers. And they say, well, the consumers and the fact that there aren't enough of what we want, scarcity just means there's not enough of something, so more people want it, right? Scarcity marketing, that's ruining streetwear because it attracts people who just want to be cool, just want to be trendy. So if you're trendy, you're following the trends, you're following styles, you're following fashion.
Yeah, they make these criticisms of any trend. People are trying to ruin it. But however, at the heart of streetwear, most brands simply want to share their way of life with consumers. Yeah. Maybe that laid-back California beach culture. They just want to share it with people so that other people can enjoy it as well. Every time you wear their clothes, you help communicate these lifestyles with the rest of the world. So I wouldn't be caught up in scarcity marketing and consumerism too much.
Who cares?
Buy what you want. Don't spend too much. Don't spend $4,000 on a jacket or something like that. That is silly. That's insane. You will be arrested for that, and you will be taken to the funny farm, so don't do that.
Unless you have a lot of money, maybe.
Sure, if you want to show off, of course. Being flashy is what it's all about as well, but still, you want to communicate your lifestyle with the rest of the world. To communicate just means to exchange information. And there you go. That's what this lesson's been all about. Funky fresh in streetwear. I'm still going to stick to my polyester t-shirts, though.
Okay.
Leave me out of this. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
第二段的中间来介绍一些潮牌的故事的缘起。我们来看一下第三个空格前面的句子提到 One of its early pioneers was Sean Stussy, a Californian surfboard designer. 那么一刚开始呢，潮牌的先驱之一就是一个加州冲浪板的设计师，他的名字叫做 Sean Stussy。 那么延续这样子，我们谈论的主角就是 Sean Stussy，我们就可以选择第三题 D 选项。 Sentence D 提到 To make some extra cash, Stussy printed T-shirts with his unique surfboard logos. 前面提到，既然他是一个冲浪板的设计师，那为了要多赚一些外快，to make some extra cash, 他呢就在他的 T-shirt 上面印制了独特的冲浪板标志，所以搭配文意，第三题我们就可以选择 D 选项来延续前面的文意。而后面呢再继续说到，一刚开始呢他只是在汽车的后车厢当中贩卖，直到需求量很高，他就进到了精品店出售咯。延续这样的文意，第四个空格我们可以选择的是 F 选项。F 选项里面的句子提到 Brands like Ocean Pacific, Gacha and Hobie,also jumped on the trend and streetwear became a nationwide craze. 为什么会选择 F 选项？首先是因为提到呢，它呢需求量变高，变成了精品店的贩售的热卖商品，所以除了 Stussy 这样的品牌，还有其他这样的品牌也同样的jumped on the trend, 也搭着这样子的潮流，也因此潮牌就成为了一个全国的风潮。那么后面的句子就有提到啦，这边讲到随着时间过去，潮牌持续的演变，还有其他的元素都加入进来，所以第四题我们可以选择 F 选项来搭配前后句的文意。第五个空格的句子在前面呢有提到了，其实有些人认为呢，一些消费主义呢跟这样子的稀缺性的行销呢正在毁坏潮牌。第五个空格我们不妨可以参考 Sentence C。 Sentence C 里面提到 However, at the heart of streetwear, most brands simply want to share their way of life with consumers. 不管怎么说，其实对于潮牌的核心所在，大多数的品牌只是想跟消费者分享他们的 lifestyles。 在这里提到的就是 their way of life, 生活的方式。第五题选 C 可以搭配后面提到 Every time you wear their clothes, you help communicate these lifestyles with the rest of the world。 每一次你穿潮牌的衣服，也就是在帮助宣达这样子的生活方式。这样你就会发现 C 选项的 their way of life 跟后面的 these lifestyles 就搭在一起了。 OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it, guys. Thanks for joining us. If you're into funky, fresh streetwear, we hope we run into you. I'd like to see some of this funky, fresh streetwear around Taipei. We're going to be back with more, but for now, this is it. So thanks for joining us. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.